Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. The Texas Tech University School of Music Opera Theater is producing a wonderful Viennese operetta this weekend. We'll have all the details on today's show. Stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're in the Allen Theater at the Student Union Building at Texas Tech University, where a production of Lehar's The Merry Widow is to take place this weekend. And with us we have Eric Fried of the Texas Tech University School of Music and Kyla Olson of the School of Theater and Dance. Welcome to you both. Really happy you could be with us on The Front Row today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Clint.
Great. Eric, let me begin with you. The Merry Widow. So how did that come up to be the opera of choice for this fall?
Well, that's a very good question. I actually didn't pick this. I was recruited in September, I believe it was, to conduct this opera. It had already been picked by Jerry Dolter and his faculty members, and they asked me to conduct it, and I was just delighted. I love this this operetta. It's just a delightful piece of music. It's just full of all my favorite kinds of music. It has Viennese waltzes. It has Polish-style polonaises and mazurkas. It has marches and even can-can music. I think it's going to be a real fun time for the audience.
Right.
I know it is for us.
And having seen part of the set, it just looks ultra-Viennese. What's not to like?
Yes, Tim Walsh just does a marvelous, marvelous job with our sets and scenery here at Texas Tech. We're just very fortunate to have him here.
Right. Kyla, so how did it come about that you became the stage director for this operetta?
Jerry contacted me in the summer and said, hey, I am interested in having you come in and choreograph this opera, which I've come in multiple times and worked with the students. And he said, actually, I'd be interested in you directing. And I was able to direct Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat for Moonlight Musicals several years ago. And I really loved the experience and wanted to get another opportunity to direct, and he gave me that chance, and I have had so much fun working on this project. The students are so great to work with. They're learning new things. They're dancing and singing and performing, you know, dialogue all at the same time. And so I think it's been it's an interesting challenge for me and for them as well, but I feel like they've really met the challenge, and I've really picked up their game to really make this a wonderful production.
Have you worked with Viennese operetta or opera in the past?
In a limited capacity, and primarily just with choreography.
Mm-hmm.
So I think going in and directing the show has really kind of forced me to really look at the score and the script and really analyze the relationships. There's a lot of intricate relationships happening in the show, and so to make sure that those things come across clearly, I really tried to do my research ahead of time to make sure that everything was very cohesive.
Right.
If I could interject, too, yeah. I just want to say that Kyla has been amazing. She not only is directing the show, but also is a choreographer. And for one person to do all that is pretty amazing. She has done so much detail work. I've just been really impressed.
You're very kind, and he has come to almost every rehearsal, which is unheard of for conductors. Usually they come in much later in the process, and he's been very willing to come in and make sure that the cast feels really comfortable with tempos and watching him, and so I commend you as well.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Yes.
For folks who may not know The Merry Widow, tell us just a little bit about the show itself. Viennese, Lehar, tell us about this story.
Yeah, it's a story is a Viennese story, a Viennese style story that actually takes place in Paris with people from a mythical country called Pontevedra, and as such, we were able to employ all these Eastern European style dances and marches, mm-hmm. and a little bit of Paris with can-can music. It's a delightful story. I don't think we need to go into detail about the storyline. It's very lighthearted, let me say, and lots of fun.
Wonderful. Well, joining us is Gerald Alter, an old friend of the Front Row, who is the director of the music theater here at Texas Tech. Jerry, welcome. Glad you could drop by.
Hello,
fantastic.
Clinton. Nice to see you.
Well, I'll ask you what I asked Eric Fried a moment ago. So how did The Merry Widow bubble up to the top to be the opera for this fall?
It's very simple. We choose stage works here that suit the voices that we have. And voice does take the priority. It's a school of music. It's a voice area program. If we don't have the proper voices to do a work, it's very difficult to present something that's authentic. We discuss this fully a year and a half ahead of time, and we see the kind of singers that we're recruiting here that are potential graduate students. You see, when graduate students come to Texas Tech, performing a role on stage is part of their degree plan. Mm-hmm. They have to do that, a role and a recital. That's part of it. So we take stock of where we are with that, who we think is going to be coming, who is not going to be coming. Sometimes our plans have to change because there'll be a graduate student that won't show up, will decide to go overseas, or will decide to go to another school, which is all fine and good. But then it kind of throws a wrench into our planning process. Not this time. Had some really talented undergraduates, people like Josh Reynolds, who's doing mm-hmm. Danilo, and then Michelinda Audis, who's come to us from Arizona. She's a new graduate student, mm-hmm. New doctoral student, actually, and she was teaching at Yavapai College, and she was able to put her teaching career on hold for 3 years to come here, and to do the role of Hannah is...
She's the Merry Widow.
She is the Merry Widow, and she is the Merry Widow, and she's doing very, very well. So it really has, it totally, you know, as much as I would like to say, yes, we're trying to sell as many tickets as we can, and we do, we really try to do that. It's not the top priority. The top priority is to give the singers the time that they need on stage. And this is a wonderful leadership team here. Eric Fried and Kyla Olson, you just don't find better people to be able to lead this. And I need to tell the audience that, you know, I've kind of backed away from staging for this year. I've had a few health issues, but I'm on the mend. My doctor likes the progress that I'm making. So you'll be seeing me, you know, directing and maybe even being on stage again soon.
Absolutely. Well, we certainly wish you the very, very best about that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Eric, so when you found out you were going to do a Viennese operetta, Lehar, what does that mean to you as a conductor? What do you have to do to... What do you have to do to prepare?
Score study is the first thing. I studied the orchestral score. I studied the vocal score. And it's a very interesting situation here, too, because the vocal score is in English. The orchestral score is all in German.
Right.
And so I have to coordinate back and forth. And I know in my head what the singers are going to sing in English while I'm following the score in German. And so I have to mark both parts and rehearse with both parts. And then on top of that, there's also a script. And so while the opera is progressing, while performing and rehearsing, I have a script beside me in English, so I can tell where I am, and I know where my cues are and where to come in. And it takes a tremendous amount of concentration. I can't let up for a second or I'll be lost.
Right.
It's a real challenge, and I love doing it. It is very challenging.
Right. Yeah. So Kyla, when you're approached with the Merry Widow, I think people are probably fascinated by the whole vision process. What came to mind? What did you say? Okay, this is the way I want this to look. This is the way I want these dancers to dance. How does that process work?
For me, it was about listening to the music, listening to the score, and listening to this beautiful music that is just so moving and inspiring. And I think that gave me a lot of inspiration as to how I wanted to stage things. And then going through the script and really analyzing who these characters are and how they're relating to one another. And why does Valencian want to be with Camille, even though she's married to Baron Zeta? And what is this issue between Han and Danilo? Why can they not just get together? Which they... spoiler, they eventually do. But really diving in and creating those deep and connective moments for those characters and making sure that those moments with the dialogue is just as important as what's happening in the songs, because the songs relate a whole lot to the storyline on top of the dialogue. So really, I think figuring out those characters. And then I knew I wanted to do something grand. There's a big waltz scene in act one with the whole ensemble dancing around. So trying to fit all those bodies on stage and make those music students dance was really interesting. I've incorporated some students from the School of Theater and Dance to kind of help support some of the dances for act two with the folk style dance that we've got and the can-can dance in act three. And so it's been lovely to see those students come over and work with the School of Music students and really see them work together, which I love doing anyways. I love moments of collaboration. So I feel like everyone's kind of out of their comfort zone, but we're all kind of rising to the occasion, and there's some new and exciting things happening on stage. So I love the process. So
you mentioned German and English. Which language will the audience hear?
English. Yes. I think that will really help. It's a three-act show, and if there was not subtitles, I think it'd be really hard to follow. Yes. So I think this is this version is very true to the Met version with Renee Fleming. It's we've stuck more to that style of the show. So I think audiences will want to anticipate that kind of version. But it's a lot of fun. There's some very funny dialogue. Oh, yeah. There's some very interesting jokes that are made.
Lots of double entendres, too.
Yeah. So I think the audiences will always be laughing and enjoying and falling in love with the characters as they fall in love with each other on stage. Mm. So.
And the music's wonderful. Who doesn't like the Merry Widow Waltz?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. That's probably the most famous tune in there. But there's so many other tunes that are just so much fun to listen to. Some are very lively. Some are very sentimental. Mm-hmm. And all the music is just wonderful.
Our orchestra has done a great job. Eric has done a great job working with them. But sitting in on rehearsals and just being able to watch them play, I mean, they're even moving with it. So you know that, like, such a good score that even the musicians in the pit, I feel like, are moving and motivated. So
good. So for people who are interested, times, dates, and performances.
Sure. Our first performance is this Friday, November 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Saturday night, we're not performing because there's a football game.
Right.
We are not about to compete with Texas Tech football.
Right.
And on Sunday afternoon, we have a matinee at 2 o'clock, all in the Allen Theater in the Student Union Building at Texas Tech.
Right. And people can just come, and tickets probably available at the door?
I believe they are. Yeah. There's also on the School of Music website, there's a link to it.
So. Great. Right, yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Eric Fried, Kyla Olson, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Yes.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.